Minutes past eight on Friday morning, the man who had the role of promoting Shrewsbury's North West Relief Road and defending the state of roads in the Shropshire Council area has resigned as its deputy leader, blaming the intensity of life in public office. Steve Charmley was elected 12 years ago and will remain a councillor for Whittington. BBC Radio Shropshire's Joanne Gallagher joins us now. Joanne, was this a shock resignation?
Well, yes and no, really, Adam. Steve Charmley actually started to tell people that he would be resigning about a week ago, but the announcement was only made public yesterday after the full council meeting of Shropshire Council. That was always his intention. Councillor Charmley was re-elected in May in those local elections. He was returned with a very slim majority, but he was keen to stay on. He recently stood down as chair of the Conservative Association in North Shropshire, but he was deputy on the council to Leslie Picton and on her cabinet. He spoke to me yesterday and he talked about the presence on social media. He talked about a toxic environment. He's found it really tough being on social media. He's now left the platforms. He's found it extremely difficult to separate, you know, work in life from what he has talked about on social media. A lot of the time, he was saying to me that a lot of these profiles where people are chatting and talking about him are faceless. So you don't really know who's even behind them. He says that's very frustrating. I asked him yesterday why he'd made the decision to leave.
It's a pretty toxic environment at the moment. If you're in the headlights and, you know, dealing with lots of frontline services, it's bound to come into it. Some of the comments have been made are just vile, and you know they don't deserve any attention. But over 12 years, I've had death threats, I've had letter chains of abuse and whatever. But today's environment, it seems a bit different. And social media, I've just come off social media. I'm sick to the back teeth of it, to be fair to you. It's a temporary break, and as I said to Leslie, you know, once I get my head clear and recharge the batteries a bit, yeah, I'm there to support her at any time.
Have you seen that the reaction from the public and the way that councillors are treated get worse over the years?
Definitely. I think the new breed of councillors who have come in are more vociferous. You've seen a bit of anarchy in the chamber today. The public, I don't know, COVID has changed people. I can't put my finger on it, but people just like to abuse you and hide behind a screen and say things they would never say in public to you. I certainly didn't get elected to get rocks hurled at me daily. I got elected to change the environment of where I live and represent the people of where I live. And that doesn't seem to be what's happening at the moment. It's a different environment and just one I want to step away from at the moment and do what I got elected to do, not just defend myself from faceless idiots.
How do you feel now you've made the decision?
It's an emotional day, but I feel so much better. It's 12 years is a long time.
Clearly emotional Steve Charmley there, Joanne. What's been said about him stepping down?
Yeah, he was really emotional, Adam. His eyes were welling with tears as I spoke to him yesterday. And although there is obviously a political divide, isn't there, on the council, there are councillors from Labour, Lib Dems and the ruling Conservative group. But, you know, his resignation was a shock to some. And actually, once he'd announced that he was going, I was sat in the foyer of Theatre 7 where the full council meeting was held, and I was interviewing him. And Peggy Mullock, who's a Conservative councillor, came over and gave him a big hug and a big kiss and told him that he'd be missed. So certainly within his own group, he's a huge, huge presence. The leader of the council and the Conservative group is Leslie Picton. She said that she's sad and disappointed that he's resigned from this cabinet role and the deputy role, but she understands his reasons and she says he needs to concentrate on his health. I asked her what she'd miss about him. She said his sense of humour, his pragmatism. I also asked her what she thought about the social media abuse he cited.
I do have a presence on Twitter, I do have a presence on Facebook, but I do not respond to anything these days because the abuse that actually comes back is horrendous. And certainly when you've got a portfolio, in Steve's case, like Highways, you know, the amount of abuse that he has suffered is just ridiculous. people think we're all really well paid. We're not. Basically, we get an allowance for doing what we do. It's not an easy job. I want to get more people into local government, not lose them. And actually, the way they're being treated on social media, why would you want to do it?
Do you think it will prove more difficult to get people in the future if this continues?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I really hoped with my leadership was that, it would encourage more women into politics. But why would it do that? If you look at the comments, and I have to say, what Councillor Kidd said was absolutely right, especially women. We get the most horrendous comments. And, that's got to stop. But, and what really annoys me is it's faceless as well. It's not people using their real names.
Has it got worse for you since becoming leader?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because you've got a bigger public profile, I suppose. And it's almost like you're fair game, which just, to me, it's not right.
Well, you heard Councillor Picton mention Heather Kidd there. She's the deputy group leader for the Liberal Democrats. And before Steve Charmley's resignation was announced, Councillor Kidd spoke at the full council meeting at Theatre 7 yesterday, and she talked about the need to be kind on social media. She cited some of the abuse that she's seen. She told me, actually, that over the years, it's got much worse. And her discussion was backed by the Conservative councillor, Gwilym Butler, who sits on Leslie Picton's cabinet. He said, look, it's very rare that I agree with Heather Kidd. Obviously, she's a Lib Dem, he's Conservative. But he said on this, he absolutely does back her. And he has actually spoken to council officers to say, look, is there anything that we can do to help councillors? Can we offer them some sort of training to help deal with this abuse? But I suppose really the main issue that needs tackling are those that are aiming that abuse at councillors. And Heather Kidd said that she actually thinks that it's those social media companies that need to be doing more.
Who will replace Councillor Charmley?
Well, as deputy, he'll be replaced by Ed Potter. Dean Carroll will take over his cabinet role, which will include highways and the controversial £80 million North West Relief Road plan. Simon Jones will have Councillor Carroll's role, which is adult social care. Councillor Charmley, though, will remain on the back benches. And yesterday he said to me, maybe this will only be a temporary move. Maybe we will see him coming back in some other role in the future. But for now, he stepped back for health reasons and will continue to represent Whittington near Oswestry.